News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, hey, you hear me talk all the time about 1819 News. 1819 News is one of the sources, one of my go-to sources. And by the way, we are affiliated organizations through the Alabama Policy Institute. These are solid, conservative guys and ladies who are running 1819 News with the full intent of making sure that you have, you know, you have the ability to actually get news that is not full to what I call the skew and the spew. Yeah, that's got to be better than like just having to always be stuck with the other sources that tend to inflict their opinions on you while allegedly reporting the facts of a story. Not at 1819 News. They're going to call the balls and the strikes. Do they have editorial content? Yeah, they do. I write for 1819 with an editorial once a week. But their stories, their reporting is straight up clear and factual. And if you look at it too, you'll also find that they tend to report on things that not just give you the news that you look at and go, wow, didn't know that happened. That's horrible. But they make sure they also balance it with news that makes you proud to be an Alabamian. So I want to encourage you, if you have not already done so, check out 1819 News. That's 1819news.com. Good folks doing good reporting. So here's one story that I've got from them. This is actually an editorial piece. This one came off of 1819 just a few days ago. Justin Bogey, who works at the Policy Institute, who's the fiscal analyst, been on the show here several times, he wrote a piece called What to Expect from Four More Years of KIV. Interesting. Well, I'm doing number three on the triple dipper here now as we close out the last half hour of the show on what I call Bama's Bidenomics. And yet I'm starting off with a piece from 1819 about Governor Ivey. Why? Because the economy has not been made better by our Republican state governor. He points out that if you look at the way she ran her race, it's almost like, I think Dale Jackson said a moment ago on the Grand Council, that she basically ran like there wasn't even a race going on. She had some cutesy commercials, you know, oh, bless his heart, Joe, and no, hey, Jose, and I got a gun in my purse, and no step too high for a high stepper. What did she really even say that she had done? Well, what she had done, he points out, was raise the gas tax, 10 cents more per gallon you're paying at the pump because in large part because of her. She shut down a lot of businesses during COVID, some of which never came back, and the losses are still being felt. She oversaw the biggest expansion of state government in Alabama's history, faster even than California and New York. And she did not provide an ounce of tax relief, despite the fact that the courts had ruled that she could use all this federal aid, any of it she wanted to help with tax relief to benefit individual citizens. She chose not to. So as I lead off into Bama's Bidenomics, just understand, it's not all because of a Democrat president. A lot of it is, but not all. Some of it's because of your Republican governor, who just got back into office pretty much without too much trouble, without even having to break a sweat. Didn't even have to do a debate, didn't have to do a serious commercial about anything, just ran cute commercials that made her look, you know, like everybody's friend. Anyway, there's that. Story on AL.com, though. This one got my attention. William Thornton, good guy, wrote this story on AL.com dated yesterday. His title is, How Much More Are You Paying for These 10 Grocery Items? So here's the thing. I'm going to talk about some things that are happening with Bidenomics and basically impacting, you know, the way the GDP, or where the consumer price index, you know, the rates of inflation are. But you know what? The reality is, though, that's big picture. You and I, we feel it at the grocery store. We feel it at the gas pump. We feel it when we sit down at the dinner table. We feel it when we try to buy a gift for our kids for their birthday. We feel it right now because it is literally impacting down to everybody. So William Thornton writes, a trip to the grocery store right now can give shoppers whiplash as prices surge among staples as part of America's soaring inflation. And he goes on to say, yes, the consumer price index is up 8.3% over last year. 8.3. In the South, it's actually higher if you break it out geographically. It's 8.8 down here where we live, y'all. And if major items, things like food, housing, and clothing, those by themselves saw a 7% increase. So here's some of the cost differences. Milk. Milk has seen one of the steepest climbs, according to the USDA. A gallon of whole milk in the South now has an average price of $4.29, which, by the way, is 90 cents higher since just January. That in 5 months, it has gone up almost a dollar a gallon. How about the wholesale price of a dozen eggs? Currently, the average stands at $2.95 for a dozen eggs. That's a dollar more than it was this time last year. That's amazing. How about this? Bacon. Bacon was selling at $7.42 a pound in April, which was up 22 cents from the prior month and up $1.20 from the same time last year. It's the ninth straight month in a row that bacon has been above $7 a pound. It's the highest ever on record for bacon. 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 Now you're screwing with my bacon. How about this? A pound of coffee. In the South, a pound of coffee currently costs $5.52. That's an increase, literally, of 74 cents since the month before. The month before. I'm probably depressing some of y'all. How about this? The beef category, a pound of ground chuck. You go to the grocery store right now, a pound of ground chuck averages about $4.94 a pound. It was $4.29 a year ago. A pound of boneless ham, a pound of it, $4.96, 13 cents more than last year. It's, you know, white bread. How about just plain old white bread? Get you some Wonder Bread. Just plain old white bread, 10 cents more per loaf than it was this time last year. And navel oranges, chocolate chip cookies, the list goes on. It's amazing to look at what Bidenomics is doing just when we go to the grocery store and pick up main staples. We're not talking about luxury items. We're not talking about truffles. We're not talking about escargot. We're not talking about things that, you know, a little batch of quinoa. I got to get some quinoa. No sushi. No. What we're talking about is milk and bread, y'all. Milk, bread, and bacon. 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 Bacon selling for an all-time high. Bacon. Now, listen, here's one that just, I look at that. Okay, so I try not to be a conspiracy theorist, but sometimes I just want to put on my tinfoil hat. You know what I'm saying? So there we are looking at the price of food going through the roof. Yes. Inflation is through the roof overall. It is hard for, and now if you have means, then you can still buy it. You're just paying more and you're frustrated. But what about the poorest among us? How about those who already struggle, who are going paycheck to paycheck? And suddenly they can't buy the main staples like they used to. And they have to decide. And you're hearing stories. It's sad to hear about people getting to the cash register and then realizing they're going to have to put some things back, which is embarrassing in itself, but then they realize that they're not going to have as much food in the cupboard. Well, the good thing we've got in America is that one of the things that happens is the federal reduced, you know, the federal, what's the word I'm looking for? Basically the lunch program for kids at school who are under a certain level of the poverty level. And free and reduced lunch, that's what I'm trying to say. Free and reduced lunches for students who are in certain categories of in home income. So while they can't get groceries as easily at home, you're thankful, though, at the very least, these kids can go to school and get a meal. Except that now the Biden administration is deciding that, you know what, maybe not. What? Story off of Breitbart. Story off of Breitbart dated yesterday. Biden administration forces K-12 gender ideology compliance with lunch money threat. What they just did here was they said that they're going to tether federal school lunch funding to compliance with the state's gender identity ideologies, including whether to allow boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms and biological crossing over in sports. So they're willing to go ahead and destroy Title IX that's supposed to protect, among other things, women's sports. But in the middle of it all, they're saying that the way we're going to do this is we're not going to let you we're not going to let you have your title, your funding, excuse me, for the free and reduced lunch program. Critics of the move, of course, are concerned with the Biden administration's willingness to, quote, play politics with feeding poor kids. And that's an amazing thing. When they're already having trouble buying food at home, you're glad they can get something to eat at school. And now, if you live in a conservative state that does not buy into the woke agenda, now they're going to pull back the funding on that and make it harder to feed these kids? That, folks, that is the worst level of politics I've ever seen. And don't, there's my tinfoil hat. Let's make it hard for them to eat. Then we can get what we want. If they can't eat, they have to capitulate. Really? That's what it feels like. All right, Kelsey, go ahead and take us to the last break of the day. We'll do that, folks, and we will come back in a minute and wrap things up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative. Oh, yeah, just plain right. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, some of you guys are on the way home right now from work. Watch the rain, watch the wet roads, but you might also be thinking, what am I doing for dinner? What am I doing for dinner? I think I'm thinking that right now. What am I doing for dinner? But I want to suggest to you something. Just Love Coffee Cafe. It's not just a place to grab a cup of coffee. Do they have great coffee? Well, yeah, it's called Just Love Coffee Cafe. But they are so good at also putting food on a plate. So they've got a very unique menu. They cook a lot of their stuff in waffle irons, which gives it an awesome texture. Very cool. You can get breakfast for dinner if you want to. You can have sandwiches, wraps, salads. And they lay it all out there. And, man, I'm just telling you, it's worth stopping by. They got two locations in our area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, out by City Hall, the other one on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville near Whole Foods. I'm just saying, it is worth the stop. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, great atmosphere. Use their Wi-Fi, hang out with friends. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Y'all check them out and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, listen, I'm wrapping this show up. So I've been doing this last section of the show, and I called it Bama's Bidenomics. Well, you know, a story I've got here dated May 13th, so it's a little over 2 weeks old, on the finance section of Yahoo, is titled, This Week in Bidenomics, Everything's Going the Wrong Direction. And there were so many things to call out. I mean, the S&P dropped 13% since March. Just March alone, it dropped 13%. You got the consumer price index showing that inflation was hovering at 8.3 to 8.5%. You got mortgage rates. I do a lot of real estate work as an attorney. I can just tell you, I'm seeing it. I saw one yesterday, 5.5%. They were at 3% just about a month or two ago. In less than 6 months, mortgage rates have gone up from an average of 3% to where they could hit 6% sometime in the near future. These things are all happening. The article points out, if you were a member of the Republican National Committee trying to figure out what else you could scheme up to sabotage the Biden presidency, there's not much left in the financial arena. How about baby formula? We already got that. Well, so all this is happening. Meanwhile, the Fed has indicated that it's going to continue to hike rates pretty aggressively, which, you know, I'm not an economist. I can't speak to it at great length. But I can tell you that one of the things that happens is sometimes that's done to depress demand, and I get it. Other times, though, it can go a little too far, and you can worry about recession. There's a lot of reason to believe that Bidenomics has got to turn around sometime soon. What policies are we talking about? Well, how about things like quit meddling with the Fed? How about quit overregulating businesses? How about reopen the opportunities for oil and gas leases and expand the Keystone Pipeline? How about getting us back into energy independence instead of dependence? These things actually matter, and they have trickle-down effects on the market. Larry Kudlow, writing for Fox Business, he's an economist. He made it very clear. He said that this is a difficult time. He says you may not want to open your monthly statements for a while when they come in the mail. But he said for some of you, though, he might want to go into deep prayer and meditation. But he says we will get through this. There's no question in my mind that however temporary these Biden radical progressive big government socialist economic policies have been driving down stocks all year with excessive federal spending and the war against fossil fuels and the Fed's money printing have all contributed to sharp inflation, that we will nonetheless get through this. And I agree. I do agree. We're going to get through this. But this is why elections matter. This is why you don't vote against personality. You vote for policy. This is why when you look at what's happening at the U.S. Senate race in Alabama or in other races like our Congressional District 5, or for that matter, even the race for those who are going to control the state legislature and the governor's office, it is absolutely imperative that we vote for policy over personality. It's not a popularity contest. It's a what are they going to do when they get in office and how will it impact me and can I buy bacon? It's so important that as we look at Bidenomics, we realize some of that is brought to us, though, by the Republicans in this state because Republicans control this state. And if you want to see a mess, let it continue without the people being heard. But folks, there are more of us than there are of them. There are. There's more of us than there are of them, which matters not if we don't go to the polls, which matters not if we don't let our voices be heard, which matters not if we don't register our concerns with our elected officials of either party. Good Lord, Kelsey. All right. Well, listen, what a great day. I appreciate you guys. Listen, it is an honor to have this platform. I say that every single time, and I mean it. All right, we're back here tomorrow at 2. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. I'm Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all have a great night.